Psalm 78. Psalm 78 is the second longest psalm in the Psalter, next to Psalm 119, and by far the longest psalm that rehearses Israel's history. Psalms 105 and 106 are two other examples. The events of the past are presented as a lesson for the present generation. The events of Israel's sad history are presented as a lesson to today's generation. The period when they wandered in the desert is the center of attention. God rescued the Israelites from Egypt and led them safely through the wilderness. The psalm is to teach a parable of what God has done for the ancestors of Israel, so that members of the present generation can put their hope in God and not forget the works of God. The psalm ends up acknowledging both David's integrity and his expertise as a leader. Even with a GPS, sometimes it's impossible to find an address. We were in a town in a strange country. We asked several times and several people, but perhaps because of the difficulty of language and darkness, we couldn't get there. An old man beckoned us to follow him. There were no lights on the road that crossed narrow, lonely paths, without signs and surrounded by thickets. Suddenly, we found a beautiful fortress. We could never find the place, but someone who knew the way and knew the place was in front of us, guiding us. That kind of leader was David for Israel. He shepherded them with a pure heart and guided them with skillful hands. The Lord is such a shepherd. Jesus is such a shepherd. He is the great shepherd, the Prince of Shepherds, the good shepherd who his life gave for the sheep. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will guide us beyond death. There's no safer guide.